Damn the nation. Yo, I want y'all to check out this girl, man. This girl is mad beautiful too, man. Sister girl. Her name is Kalaja Brooks. She is a community activist, community organizer, and co-founder of the Chingana Collective, if I'm saying it right. But yo, but watch how she talk to these constituents in this public meeting. KCPD, I just know, I got, what's this, Kansas Police Department or whatever? I don't know who the fuck these people are. But I got it from the OC, the Great TV on YouTube. Check how she is these motherfuckers out. This is a fucking beautiful thing. Word, check it out.
Fair warning. I'm not nice, and I don't seek to be respectable. I'm not asking y'all for anything, because y'all can't and won't be both my savior and my oppressor. I want to turn this building into luxury, low-cost housing. These will make some really nice apartments to me. Firstly, stop using black children as photo opportunities, because they're cute now, but in 10 years, they're black male suspect in red shirts and khaki shorts. Eating cookies and drinking milk with children does not absolve you of your complicity in their oppression and denigration, Rick Smith. Because Kansas City will spend more on police than education and then try to encourage children to feast with their oppressors. Y'all are really weird. It's asinine to be called radical or a homegrown terrorist for not wanting government employees to kill citizens in any instance. So I'm not here begging anything of soulless white folks and self-preserving black folks. You get one life, and you all in this room have chosen profits over people, and that's pathetic. So I'm gonna spend the next 2 minutes reading y'all for a film, something I'm sure nobody has ever done. Nathan, the gentleman in the vomit-colored men's warehouse suit, in desperate need of Bosley and a haircut, a former FBI agent who exudes white privilege and is the epitome of mediocrity, and who loves Trump so much that he hired his former attorney general at his firm. And it's so sweet because he spent most of this meeting looking away with his head in his hands. Or Mark, excuse me.
Hold on.
She mentioning names.
Hey, she brought out the big guns. Hey, she calling people names out.
Word.
I could feel she's about to go in. It's about to get deeper. Hey. Let's
go. Pastor Mark of Victorious Life Church on 34th and Paseo, where the mission is to provide a place and opportunity to worship Jesus Christ and preach a message of hope and faith through God's holy word in the building. Meanwhile, he's subjecting black people to terrorism and un-Christ-like behavior at the hands of KCPD outside the building. And Kathy, Miss, I'll get here before the other commission members, so I look as if I have empathy. And I'm excited to hear what they have to say. Meanwhile, I didn't have anything else to do at 8 o'clock in the morning but be rich and white and retired, so I'm here early. Or Don, owner of Wagner Investments, Blue Notes LLC, and part owner of the Royals, another rich and white and disconnected and out of touch person with nothing but pure apathy seeping through the bulging veins of your paper-colored skin. You age like trash when you're racist and subject others to violence. And David, you don't get a vote, but it'd be a shame if your really progressive students at UMKC Block School of Management knew you were a cop lover in 2020. I don't think they would be a huge fan of that in 2020. In 1960, maybe, but this is 2020. And Q, had I not spent the entirety of the last 6 months dragging you, I would have more to say, but I don't. And Rick, I won't even begin with you, because I don't care enough about you.
Ma'am, your time's up.
To start, but you will have to spend overtime in a chapel at the end of your life. You have blood on your hands, and while these idiots hold you on a pedestal, God does not honor injustice and murder. Anyways, I'll leave you soulless, profit-driven, avaricious, greedy, God-forsaken humans, including anyone who works in this building, with one Bible verse from the Bible detailing the life of Jesus Christ, who was another unarmed black man murdered by authorities in the book you hellbound people claim to love so much. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? You're really funny. Kiki.
And when I tell you she's fine, she's fine. And not because she's light-skinned. The woman is fine, man. She's intelligent. Oh, man. She ain't no joke. Yo, I just had to put that out there, man. Peace. Yeah, you know what? I just wanted to add something that I was thinking about and I forgot to say. Yo, I always said women don't have no filter, especially a black, especially black women. I'm not saying there ain't other women. I gotta say with what I know, but yo, sometimes women ain't got no filter, kid, and it can be a bad thing. But I could tell you at this moment, it was a good thing, cause there's this other woman. She in Africa. When I get the name of her, I'ma put her out there too. Yo, they be putting people on blast. Like, for real, for real. Like, they don't do that tongue-in-cheek shit. They be like, they name names. They throw it out there. They real specific about who they talking about. It's not a game. They like, yeah, you and you. And yo, they say shit that a lot of black men should be saying. I'm not saying there ain't black men saying it, but I mean, like, these sisters be going raw. You know how they get. You know how they get. They tongue is like getting punched in the face. It's like they ready to fight for real. Like, yo, it ain't a game for them. They're not playing. So I'm gonna put that out there.